Oh, good morning, Ron. There you are. Take us away, sir.
Thank you, Commissioner Carpenter, or Chair Carpenter, Commissioners, Director. Back in August at the last commission meeting, we had conversations about this policy. I was asked to take a look at and have conversations with co-managers about how to proceed. And although I've had my initial discussions, I'll preface what I'm going to portray here as not completely vetted by tribal co-managers, both from the Columbia River or in the Puget Sound coastal areas. So I still have some check-ins to do and some communications, and so bear with me a little bit. This is what I would present to them, and this will be good for me to get some additional guidance if you think that I've missed something along the way. I would like to also thank Fish Committee, those of you who could attend yesterday. That was a very helpful conversation to me. Just the full vetting and talking about every topic. It's unfortunate that the public wasn't there to hear some of those conversations because I think they were healthy, and I really appreciated your time in talking about that. What I have today is the schedule that's been online for the Hatchery and Fishery Reform Policy, C-3619, and I'd just like to walk you through some of those changes that I've made thus far, and so I'll try to do that. I know I've got screens behind me. I have a pointer, I think. I do. Okay, so it and the pointer's kind of tough to see, but I'll try to point to that screen to my left, your right, if I need to point something out. But I'll try to be very clear in where I am in the document. You have this document in your notebooks as well as what will be on the screen. So first of all, because we've modified what we're going to look at, we've quickly changed the title of the process that we're going through, process and schedule, to reflect the commission review. The public review opportunities that will be provided throughout the process, as well as the co-manager involvement. And then from there, we start to get down into where we are today, and there are some modifications, and because of Word, Microsoft Word, I did some things kind of awkwardly, so it didn't have a whole bunch of strikeouts and moves and all those things, and so I'll try to describe what that does. A new meeting today, September 13th, here in beautiful Winthrop. And by the way, thank you for having me come to Winthrop to do this. It a very nice night last night after the during and after the committee meeting, and just have enjoyed myself here and interacting with other staff as well as you as commissioners in our off time. So today's briefing, and then I started offering co-manager meetings. And so in October, we already have some co-manager meetings that do not have agendas built yet. And so I would work to try to have this agenda item added to some of those meetings and try to incorporate this in a discussion with co-managers. And then co-managers trying to be explicit, most of that co-management is USV Washington co-management. Director has a next Friday has a meeting with the Columbia River Intertribal Commission to go down, mainly a meet and greet, say hello, get to know each other a little bit, but then this is a topic of a conversation with them as well, as we want them to participate, and we would stay in touch and work out a schedule with them as well. I can't do that yet. So Nikki, can I advance just a little bit at a time, or do I have to go a full page? There we go. Thank you. If you can get down to, yep, right there. Thank you very much. So beyond October, then I begin to add the co-manager review portions of the three documents that you'd have. So we have the two assignments that have been given to staff to develop a performance report, as well as the emerging science, and tell you what's been modified in that science since the initiation of the policy to current. And then scheduling, we would also talk about, try to lay out in a timeline fashion what the scheduling of what I'm calling a hatchery benefits report. We've had some initial conversations. Hatchery benefits report is my language. It's not the co-manager's language. There are many things here that, again, I will want to make sure that co-managers are comfortable with what we're saying and what we're depicting, what our product will be. So bear with me just a little bit. So we would do that. And basically what I've done is taken the steps that were laid out for the department presenting to the commission and all the work we are doing, and adding co-manager steps in on top or prior to that, to go have a meeting or have a conference call with co-managers to assess where they are, get some feedback on what we're about to present, and have enough time to constructively take that in, make some modifications, and present those items to the commission. So then December of this year, we fall back, and you can see where we would then be in Bellingham instead of it was originally thought to be today. We'll be in Bellingham on December 13th. We would still present on the performance report, the draft science report, and again, a briefing on progress timelines, things like that, for the hatchery benefits report that the co-managers would take on as a work product. The rest of that month, so as you can see, the commission accepts the guidance or finalizes the documents. I've struck that for now to get that down further, as because of the iterative process we'll go through with co-managers and bringing it back to you, instead of asking you for a final determination at that time, ask for some continuing guidance and allowing us to come back and talk again. I'm not sure staff will look at it as a offering and advantages to sit in front of you again on another month, but we'll take our chances there with staff. So I'll look forward to it, rest assured. And then the following, you can see this is where the previous one was December 13th. Instead of cutting and pasting the Fish Committee above this, I left it where it was to just change the date, so the night before we would make sure that the Fish Committee and any public that was there could see what the progress was and go into a bit of detail about that. Certainly, there'll be other topics on the agenda as well. And then I have the Bellingham piece struck, and these would move down to be followed up after additional co-manager discussions. And so the December piece actually would move to January, February would move to March would move to some other time, but each of those iterations, and I'm seeing that I may not have captured that well enough on this document, so I would want to take some additional time in prepping this document to make sure it's on the website, absent any questions or guidance you might give me today. So it's essentially work with co-managers, initiate the work, keep you apprised of what's going on. As we come before you on the other two assignments of the performance and the emerging science, to engage with the co-managers so that we are bringing you, one, if the co-managers aren't willing or don't have the desire to come and sit before you in a public forum to give their own testimony, to bring issues that we've jointly discussed to you to make sure that you understand what we've talked about. And that just follows through. Co-managers, as you might remember, don't know exactly how long this hatchery benefits report will take. And I think, as Commissioner said last night, it's very important to us to take into these other considerations the socioeconomic, the cultural aspects, the legal aspects of what happens with hatcheries and how they are important to the state of Washington as well as our tribal co-managers will be the holistic picture that I think that all of you have requested to see, to evaluate, prior to making any determinations to the actual final modifications to any policy. So I'm hoping that this becomes a living, breathing document as we move through it to align the finalization of any policy, as well as seeing all three of the reports that are now on this in completion phase or near completion phase, so that you have informed decisions before you on what the landscape looks like. So with that, I'd take any questions that you might have.
You can call me anything. I will answer.
Well, I lost my thought train, so please go ahead.
I apologize if I'm a little behind the ball on this because coming into this fresh. Is there anything about the report that's going to require sort of fresh data or anything? Or is this sort of a literature review level?
Commissioner Carpenter, Commissioner Linville, thank you for the question. I think that the science review, the emerging science, is the literature review to determine. Our task was to determine what's the new science tell us from the initiation of the policy to current. The hatchery benefits report will be more of those, the gray literature, the data that's not been published or isn't available to others, that the tribes are using, that we're using at our facilities in the implementation, what we're seeing on the ground kind of at the moment, and providing that as information. So new data to the hatchery benefits piece. We'll also look at some of the coastal economic benefits. The Pacific Council has a lot of economics in their fishery information. All of our catch stuff is there. Again, a detail that we'll have to work out in how we describe that. But I think it's important that we describe what's happening, how very important these fisheries are both to the tribes and to the state of Washington.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Commissioner McIsaac.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thanks for the presentation here and at the Fish Committee yesterday afternoon. You know, when we talked about this in August, the idea was let's take a pause here. We'd met with the tribal co-managers, and so we did take a pause for a primary reason of looking at a new schedule that had specific involvement of the co-managers of the tribal governments. So you've done that. So this is a very strong step forward. That's what we were after. And, you know, why do we think it's so important to have in writing these descriptions of co-manager involvement? Because I think all along from the beginning, all the way back to June of 2018, the expectation was that the tribal co-manager involvement would be there. But just to strengthen that communication that it's intended and it's needed, and having it in writing is a strong step forward. And it does recognize that we're on the same team with the tribes and that we greatly value their tribal perspectives. And as discussed in August, if we end up at the end with a hatchery policy that the tribal governments have consensus objections to, then it's not going to be a successful policy. So we really do need their involvement. Just as a run-through of your suggestions here, let me again reemphasize it's a good decision in the title to recognize the co-manager involvement. As we move through to October, having a co-manager meeting at the policy level, I think, is what we have been asked to think about. So that's another good insert there. Having the co-manager review of the draft performance report, the science report, and then this new hatchery report, again, is very, very useful. That's a good thing that you've got that in the schedule. So the draft performance report, not just whether or not it's been implemented or not, although it's going to be very useful to hear if there are parts that have never been implemented, but mainly or additionally, has the policy worked or not, as hoped for? The new science report, emerging new science is really their big target here, particularly on Chinook multi-generational risks. And if they're in the scientific modeling of all these assumptions, if there's any validation of some of the assumptions or notice of policy choices on trajectories of rebuilding toward genetic equilibrium or something else, that would be very good to have the tribal perspective on that emerging science or that validation of scientific modeling. We had originally expected to, in October, have this on the agenda. This shows it not coming back again until December, so another significant pause that I think is worthwhile. So thanks for putting that in. I would note that this hatchery benefits report continues to show up in December meeting, and then later in the steps of the process, even all the way down to the point where if you scroll to the section that has February stricken out, at that point in the process, we were to be looking at a strikeout markup of policy 3619. And so, by that stage in the process, we've already taken the reports that would be the foundation of any policy changes. We've considered some ideas for policy changes, and we're getting to the point of getting to the policy language of strikeouts and markups. It would seem that it would be useful to have that hatchery benefits report well before then. You mentioned in its content how important are hatcheries to some of the legal responsibilities in U.S. v. Washington, how important are hatcheries to mitigation responsibilities from PUDs, and some of those things that aren't exactly scientific things, and they're not policy performance things, but they're important. Before we decide on any changes to the policy, I think it's a very good stroke of business that you've added that report. But it seems to me that ought to come together at the same time as these other foundational reports, so that now when we step into should the policy change or not, and if so, how would it change? And let's talk about ideas of that and then go through a public process that's very strong to co-manager involvement that report's already done. One last reaction, Mr. Chairman, again, and it's very good to see all these co-manager meetings throughout. The last thing that's been stricken out here is April. And so this schedule does not have an end to it at the moment. And I know that March and April are busy for a lot of different reasons. But I think it's important that when we get another version of this schedule, that you would think about how this can come together so that certainly by the end of 2020, this commission would have in front of it the policy choice of do we want to keep the policy as it stands or do we want to change some of it, and had the thorough review, had the co-manager input, and have everything we need to try to do that. If it goes beyond 2020 for one reason or another, the delays just get to be problematic for a whole variety of reasons that I won't go into. So I guess the next time we hear from you about all this is at the Fish Committee meeting it says Olympia, but probably means Bellingham. And if at that point in time we could see some candidate timelines here, that if it's not April, which doesn't seem doable really, that it's sometime in 2020, in a manner that considers all this, including hopefully this hatchery benefits report. If it needs to be shrunk down to just have those three elements you talked about, that would be useful. If people want it to be a bigger thing of all the hatchery benefits, and it costs us 2020 as a schedule, I guess I would not advocate for that kind of delay. So,
I expect you're going to comment and give us your thoughts on that.
Chair Carpenter, thank you, and Commissioner McIsaac, thanks for those comments. You picked up on my nervous tensions about April. I don't believe we can get all this done by then. And in our initial discussions, I think that 2020 is going to be a difficult proposal for completing at least our initial thoughts about that hatchery benefits report. What I've heard today is that there are key elements that if we could focus on those key elements, that may be enough to show the socioeconomic, cultural aspects of what hatcheries were intended for and their positive benefits to the state of Washington and to the tribes in the state. And I think that if we do that, we may, I'm optimistic that we could use that as possibly adjusting our work plans as co-managers and developing a schedule that could possibly finalize that by the end of 2020. At least that's a lofty assumption, enthusiastic move forward for me to take back to the co-managers, and I would seek their approval of that and then build a work plan that would allow us to get to achieve that goal.
Any other questions from Ron? Ron, thank you very much. Do you have anything else?
I don't.
Other than getting in your vehicle?
I've got one more presentation to staff that I'm anxious to hear about, and I hope you all have a good tomorrow here. I'll be home, so thanks.
Thank you, Ron, for the report. We are now moving into, my God, we're within 2 minutes of schedule.